From squid to sharks now, in this news from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. A 100-pound great white shark there recently attacked two of her tank mates. One soupfin shark died of its wounds last month, another died last week. Now, great whites generally do not survive in captivity. This one became a main attraction at the aquarium last fall after becoming snarled in fishing nets. Randy Kochivar is a marine biologist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. He says they estimate the shark is about a year old.
Right now, she's about 5.5 feet long, and she weighs about 100 pounds. Again, these are best guesses, as strange as that may sound. We know when she first came into our care that she was exactly 4 feet 6 inches to the fork in her tail and weighed exactly 62 pounds, but we haven't had an opportunity to lift her out of the exhibit since that time to get an accurate weight and measurement, so it's all kind of guesswork right now.
And what is her name?
She does not have a name. This is an animal that, if all continues to go well, will only be in our care temporarily. Our hope is that one day we will return her to the ocean. And as such, we would really like our visitors to think of her more as a wild animal rather than a performer or a pet. And so we have made a conscious decision not to give her a name.
For now, she shares a million-gallon tank with lots of other sea creatures. Give us a sense of how big that tank is.
Well, it's a million gallons of seawater, and if you don't count the school of 1,000 or so sardines that are swimming around in there, there are something on the order of about 70 to 75 fishes in there, representing about a dozen different species.
And so what happened here?
To be honest, we don't know exactly what happened. We know that one morning our staff came in and found the remains of a soupfin shark that had had its tail bitten off. They suspected that this might have involved the white shark, and so we went back to surveillance video to see if we could figure out what happened. There did appear to be an interaction between the white shark and the soupfin shark, but it's hard to tell if it was a collision or if it was active feeding behavior. There's simply no way to know exactly what happened, and the video quality is such that it's very difficult to discern.
What's going on with the white shark now? I mean, is she still in the tank, and is there a concern that she might feed or in some way attack the other marine life in the tank?
There continues to be that concern that there has been since day one, that she might decide to eat somebody else in the display. It is something that we'll continue to keep our eye on. Now that we've had these two incidents, I think we'll keep an even closer eye on it, but it is something that we knew was a possibility from day one. Whenever we're working with a new species that has never been displayed before, figuring out what are the other species that they're compatible with and so on is a typical part of learning how to maintain one of these animals in a display setting like this.
Randy Kochivar, thanks so much for talking to us.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you, Michelle.
Randy Kochivar is a marine biologist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium in Monterey, California. He spoke to us from the studios of member station KAZU. Photos and a link to video of the great white shark are at our website, npr.org.